Well, hey, good Thursday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I am Eric Dethridge. It's been 5 years for Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney since they've done anything with the Black Keys. Dan, of course, has been busy producing everybody and playing in his other band, The Arx. Patrick has done some production work, penned the theme to BoJack Horseman, and oh yeah, married and had a kid with Michelle Branch. Well, now the wait is over as the Black Keys have finally released some new music. The single Lo-Hi is out everywhere for streaming, and it remains to be seen if this crunchy, tuneful, self-produced track is going to lead to a full length album. We'll keep our eyes on that. Well, can you believe it's been 40 years for Slim Jim Phantom, Lee Rocker, and Brian Setzer? Meow. Yes, the Stray Cats are strutting once again and celebrating this milestone by putting out a new album in May, aptly titled 40. The first single, Cat Fight Over a Dog Like Me, is streaming out there now. More new music to report. Happy to say that Jay Farrar and Sunvolt are back. The Americana Vets' new album, Union, is due on the 29th of this month, but you can hear the new single, The Reason, online. Jay Farrar tells Pace that the track touches on seeing your kids set out as adults. It sounds wide open. It's quite nice with its 12-string electric and acoustic guitars all over the track, kind of like a Tom Petty or the Byrds. Well, what's being called the final Cranberries album is due out next month, and ahead of that, a cool little animated video for the Lush and Chimey single All Over Now, which turned out to be one of the last songs Dolores O'Riordan recorded before her untimely death in January of last year. Meanwhile, guitarist Noel Holgan is confirming that not only will the Cranberries disband, but he and the band will likely never make any music again. The void of Dolores is just too powerful of a force to overcome. So here's a good music question for you. What songs do you turn to when you are miserable? Well, on this day in music history, March 7th, 2004, the BBC tried to answer that with a poll which showed The Smiths' I Know It's Over as the top sad song, R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts, and Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead also made the top 10. Birthdays today, everybody seems to have covered him. Steve Earle named his son partially after him, Mr. Poncho and Lefty, the late great Lone Star Troubadour, Towns Van Zandt, also the late Arthur Lee of Love. Want some useless trivia? He was once married to Faye Dunaway, Peter Wolf of the Jay Giles Band, and Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers. And that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!